From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The flight of two B-1 Lancer strategic bombers over South Korea is the United States' response to the North's latest nuclear test. Tuesday's flight over the Osan Air Base is intended both as a show of force and of solidarity. The U.S. is pushing for further United Nations sanctions over the previous week's nuclear test. Washington Special Representative for North Korea Policy, Soon Kim, says a swift and clear response is needed.
With this latest nuclear test, the second this year and fifth of all, and its over 20 missile launches just this year, North Korea once again has demonstrated blatant and reckless disregard for its commitments and international obligations.
The nuclear envoys of South Korea and the U.S. were meeting in Seoul Tuesday to discuss their response to the North's nuclear test. As the second day of the ceasefire began Tuesday, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it appeared that the ceasefire was holding in Syria despite sporadic and minor violations. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said hours after that ceasefire began that early reports had suggested violence was dying down.
There was a report that just crossed my desk from Reuters that the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the major conflict zones in Syria were calm after the ceasefire took effect at 7 p.m. on Monday.
Meanwhile, around 20 trucks from the World Food Program carrying aid crossed into northern Syria Tuesday from the Turkish border. A Turkish official said the trucks were mostly carrying food and flour. This is VOA News. Syria and Israel issued conflicting claims Tuesday about the fate of Israeli military aircraft that conducted airstrikes on the Syrian side of the border and the Golan Heights area. Both agreed that Israel attacked a Syrian military position around 1 a.m., but Syria's state-run Sana'a news agency said its military responded by shooting down an Israeli warplane and a drone. The Israeli Defense Forces said Syria fired two missiles, but that its aircraft were not harmed. Syria also cast the Israeli airstrikes as coming in support of armed terrorist groups. Israel said it was responding to a projectile that was launched from the Syrian side and landed in Israel. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, Tuesday said politicians who campaigned on promises of protectionism and economic barriers were a threat to global trade. There's a growing risk of politicians seeking office by promising to get tough with foreign trade partners through punitive tariffs and other restrictions on trade. That's Christine Lagarde's prepared remarks. Both U.S. presidential nominees Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have announced their position on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Obama's signature Pacific trade deal. Trump has proposed big tariffs on Chinese goods and announced free trade agreements between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Meanwhile, without naming any candidate, Christine Lagarde said she described an anti-trade political climate, noting that the growth rate for global trade stood at 2%. The fighting that you hear is Chinese riot police Tuesday firing tear gas and rubber bullet at protesters in a fishing village of Wuhan in the southern province of Guangdong. Pre-dawn police raids turned to violence after 13 people were arrested. Human rights activists say that crackdown could represent a push to silence Wuhan villagers. Countries are seemingly increasing to refuse to cooperate with the United Nations on human rights, according to the World Body's warning Tuesday. It voiced alarm at situations in dozens of states, including Syria, Iran, and Venezuela. States may shut my office out, but they will not shut us up. Neither will they blind us, according to the UN Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein in the opening the 32nd session of the UN Human Rights Council. German police Tuesday arrested three Syrian men accused of being members of the Islamic State jihadist group, according to prosecutors. This is a spokesman for the German federal prosecutor, Stefan Biel.
Alle drei Personen haben die Balkanroute.
He says, we accuse the three arrested of being members of the so-called Islamic State and of being commissioned to come to Germany. And according to their investigation, they were ready for operations and attacks abroad. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.